When I was small, I mixed up Eve and the Blessed Virgin, understandably, as they were the only women with big parts in the big story. Eve got herself thrown out of paradise for a bite of an apple. That must have been some apple, I thought, even then. The only apples we saw were greenish red and mottled with brown spots. Eventually I grew up and went to university, where after a depressing number of years by today's standards, the mystery of the apple was elucidated. I still didn't see why the rest of us were saddled with original sin, but at least I now understood why Mary was unique. But I still wasn't much of a fan. Too doll-like, too enigmatic, too long-suffering. Too much interceding and not enough power. Feminism was happening and we all believed, mirabile dictu, that it would catch on. Through it all, she remained, cloaked in a halo of motherhood. There I was, confused and defiant. There she was, adored. It was a very old story. Years passed, my confusion was shot through with experience. Somewhere in the in-between, mothers turned into monsters. From always knowing best, they turned to knowing worst. Through it all, the Virgin Mary escaped censure. She was there, on all our kitchen walls, serene, silent, still adored. Our Lady of Perpetual Succour, remote as the painted face of a queen on a backdrop of gold. Which is, I expect, the point. Small wonder I rebelled at 19. Small wonder she said nothing.